AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Commuters gladly returned to the rails today between New York City and Philadelphia, where a derailment last Tuesday night left at least 8 people dead and injured 200 others.
Thankfully, Amtrak's got it cleared up, and we're off and running here on Monday, you know, less than a week after.
AP correspondent Mike Sasak reports the first trip of the day was far from usual.
For that first train, there was a lot of media attention, so that might have been a little overwhelming for some of the passengers. It wasn't a normal trip. And then you had the mayor there on the platform greeting people, talking to some of the crew, and then he pulled out his cell phone as the train pulled away and started taking some pictures for his own personal record.
Another victim of last week's crash was buried today. Laura Fenimore was a New York City real estate executive. In addition to collecting shell casings and other evidence in a shootout between rival motorcycle gangs that left 9 bikers dead and 18 injured, Waco, Texas Police Sergeant Patrick Swanton says authorities are dealing with 170 gang members who were arrested.
Those individuals are being charged with engaging in organized crime in reference to the shooting at Twin Peaks, which is a capital murder.
A nurse has been convicted of murdering 2 patients in a British hospital.
The nurse, 49-year-old Victorino Chua, used insulin to kill 2 people he didn't know in 2011. He was cleared of a 3rd murder charge. Chua was found to have injected insulin into saline bags and vials for hypodermic injections in a hospital about 200 miles northwest of London. Other nurses who were unaware of the tampering then used the bags and vials with patients thinking they contained simple saline and leading to insulin overdoses. In a letter entered as evidence, Chua wrote, "There's a devil in me, an angel turned into an evil person." Kyle McKinnon, London.
On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 26 points. This is AP Radio News. The Supreme Court has made it easier to sue over how your retirement money is invested.
In a unanimous ruling, the High Court came down on the side of current and former employees of energy company Edison International. They said the company put their money in mutual funds whose fees were too high, and that ate into their nest eggs more than necessary. Justice Stephen Breyer wrote the High Court opinion, saying the continuing duty of people who oversee investments includes a duty to remove imprudent investments. The employee said the company put their money in higher-cost funds open to the general public instead of identical investments with lower costs available to institutional investors. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
This just in, a Hawaii-bound jetliner has returned safely to Los Angeles after repeating a mechanical problem shortly after takeoff. The Hawaii Airlines Airbus had 290 passengers and 10 crew people aboard. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.